A pact looks to bring stability in Honduras. A ministry in Haiti feels no immediate impact from a political ouster. And Russia is considering a law that could oust religious groups and worse. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deposed President Manuel Zelaya of Honduras and his opponents reached a power-sharing agreement. If recognized, Zelaya will finish his term and both sides will recognize the country's November 29th elections. Orphan Outreach's President Mike Duras says the past 4 months since the coup have been unstable.
The big issue has been in the education side. The teachers have sided with the former president and they've gone on strike, and so the kids hadn't been in school, and then the current administration has canceled school 2 months early.
Not only have schools been affected, but Orphan Outreach has had to cancel several short-term trips to the area. Dura says the staff down there are incredible, but
the support that teams bring when they come down and the activities they do with the kids are so important, and the kids look forward to it so much. It's such an encouragement to them to know that there are believers in the United States that care enough to come down and develop relationships.
Orphan Outreach hopes the pact will increase stability. They plan to continue with their trip scheduled for December. Next, Haiti's Senate voted Prime Minister Michel Pierre-Louis out of office Friday. The Prime Minister's inability to survive the censure means the cabinet also will be dissolved. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says
things right now are stable, but it's always unpredictable about how people will react, and it does cause some instability within the government. So it's something to be watchful and certainly prayerful of.
What's the threat to their ministry?
Our venues for passing out food is always through the local church, and the local church has been there from day one, and so our pipeline is great and secure as long as we can get food into the country.
Their team will continue to be the hands and feet of Christ, but
it's unpredictable and we just don't know. So please pray for us, pray for security, and that the progress we're making as a country will continue, and food security and just national security would be heightened.
You're listening to Mission Network News. New legislation in Russia introduced this month, if passed, will make evangelism in the country nearly impossible. If the legislation is passed, Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provo says
only religious groups that have been registered in Russia for at least 15 years will be allowed to engage in any evangelistic or missionary activity. Foreigners in Russia on a temporary visa, for example, if a North American church were to send a youth group over to help with a summer camp, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Also, the proposal states religious organizations couldn't help out materially, socially, or otherwise, restricting all evangelism. However, this proposal also affects the indigenous church. The legislation would restrict all evangelical activity in orphanages and hospitals and prevent minors from attending religious events without parental consent.
The big tragedy is the door is closing while hearts are open for the gospel, and there's nobody to tell them.
9 out of 10 communities still don't have access to Bible-preaching churches. And years of civil war and other unrest forced Mission Aviation Fellowship from their base in Lubumbashi, Democratic Republic of Congo. That area of the world has been a place of uncertainty when it comes to security. That appears to be changing, though. MAF's Manager of Research and Operations Support, Ron Wismer, says
we're planning to open up a base we had shut down for almost 10 years down on the southeastern tip of the country called Lubumbashi, and we're excited about sending the Carlson family down there very shortly and hopefully opening that up for service in a short time.
Unrest, lack of aviation fuel, and other issues forced the base to close. Wismer says the time is right for them to reopen it.
There are other operators that have not been able to keep up with the requests, and now we're able to increase some of the ministry going on in that region of Congo by opening up this base.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skills as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.